بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
الصحابي by the name of سيدنا عمر بن جموح رضي الله عنه. The Sahabi, although severely crippled, did not allow his handicap to prevent his heartfelt desire to serve and strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the announcement to enlist for the expedition of Badr was made, he too eagerly prepared to march out and fight for the cause of Islam. However, to his utter disappointment, his sons refused to allow him to join the expedition, as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had excused him from participating, and they cared for him and were concerned over his physical disabilities. Sayyiduna Amr radiallahu anhu was patient and resolved that come what may, the next expedition would not leave without him. He did not have long to wait for his wish to be fulfilled. The news soon arrived that the disbelievers of Makkah Mukarramah had prepared an army and were marching on Madinah Munawwara, seeking revenge for their defeat in Badr. When the news reached Sayyiduna Amr radiallahu anhu, he immediately expressed his determination to enlist and fight, but was again held back by his sons. Desperate not to be left behind a second time, he took his case to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, begging permission to join. His sons addressed the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, saying that their father was severely crippled and so absolved from the obligation of fighting. Sayyiduna Amr radiallahu anhu presented his case, pleading the following: "My sons wish to hold me back from joining you on this campaign. By the oath of Allah, it is my hope to limp in Jannah in my crippled state." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam heard both sides and then addressed Sayyiduna Amr radiallahu anhu, saying, "As for you, Allah ta'ala has excused you. Jihad is not incumbent on you." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam thereafter turned to the sons and said, "Why don't you allow him to go? Perhaps Allah ta'ala will bless him with martyrdom." The sons relented, and Sayyiduna Amr radiallahu anhu elatedly began preparations. As he was packing his armor, his wife heard him making the following dua: "O Allah, bless me with martyrdom and do not send me back to my family as a failure." During the battle, Sayyiduna Umar radiallahu anhu went in search of Sayyiduna Amr radiallahu anhu and found that not only was he present on the battlefield, but he was bravely fighting in the first line. Sayyiduna Amr and his son Sayyiduna Khallad radiallahu anhuma later launched an attack against a group of disbelievers and both were killed. Sayyiduna Amr radiallahu anhu was finally blessed with martyrdom he so coveted. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed by his body, he remarked, "I can see you walking in Jannah with your leg now completely cured." When the battle was over, his wife placed his body on a camel together with those of her son and brother and began proceeding to Madinah Munawwara to bury them. To her surprise, the camel would not budge. It willingly walked in every direction but the direction of Madinah Munawwara. This was due to her husband's dua: "O Allah, bless me with martyrdom and do not send me back to my family as a failure." Allah Ta'ala had accepted his dua to the extent of not only granting martyrdom, but even preventing his body from leaving the battlefield. He was thus buried at Uhud in a grave shared with his brother-in-law, Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Amr bin Haram radiallahu anhu, the father of Jabir radiallahu anhu. So although it wasn't compulsory on this Sahabi radiallahu anhu, but his determination, his zeal to give life, his life in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this we find, even nowadays, it's common when a person has a desire to do something, so no matter what the circumstances, no matter what the challenge is, if he's determined to do something, he'll go all out, and he'll make effort, and he will achieve his goal. So this is why we read the incidents of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Their passion, their zeal, their determination was to acquire the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to give their life for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to acquire Jannah. So this should be the zeal of a mu'min, a believer. His passion, his desire, his aspiration is not dunya. His aspiration is the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how he can give his life for in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these incidents in the lives of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, in the lives of the pious, will align our thinking in this direction, that how we can become Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are living in this dunya, we are faced with different things of dunya, and we are attracted by the dunya. But if we don't take our time to read the lives of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the pious people, the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then one is what we are acquiring is halal, but we will lose our focus and our direction, the objective of our lives. That is how we can give our life in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ultimately to gain this shahada. And this should be the wish of each and every one of us, that how we can give our life and become shaheed in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, this was the meaning of the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he expressed his desire that he be given life, he becomes shaheed, and he be given life again become shaheed, be given life again, also that he can give it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our lives also in his path and grant us martyrdom in his path and moat in Madinah Munawwarah.